Even though a reduced supply may increase pork prices for farmers, I know firsthand that pork producers are not happy about this disease. Producers talk about their PED experience using terms such as devastating, heartbreaking, gut-wrenching when describing its impact on their herds, themselves, their families, and their employees. Additionally, reduced hog numbers mean less feed, less medicine, fewer veterinary services, and shorter hours at packing and processing plants. All these dynamics reduce wages and profits generated by allied businesses. And since many of these businesses are located in small and mid-sized rural communities, this would have a significant negative impact on the nation's rural economy. So what needs to be done about PED? First, it's still not known how PED entered the United States. The pork industry has evidence that two distinct strains of PED were introduced along with another virus called porcine delta coronavirus. The pork industry needs USDA to conduct a thorough investigation on the pathway these viruses use to gain entry into the United States swine herd. The agency should cooperate with FDA, DHS, and other appropriate agencies in this investigation. While the U.S. pork industry has committed nearly $2 million of research for PED, it would like USDA's ARS to bring significant resources to bear on the disease. This research needs to focus on basic viral propagation, pathogenesis, and control. Development of a vaccine is only one of several important tools to get PED under control. The pork industry also needs the National Animal Health Laboratory Network to have the ability to efficiently and electronically communicate and generate the data needed to understand and respond to PED and Delta coronavirus. The information also should be available for real-time appropriate analysis. Additionally, USDA's ability to implement a coordinated surveillance program should be enhanced. Recently, Secretary Vilsack announced an order to require reporting of PED. While knowledge of disease prevalence and movement are important in understanding the epidemiology of disease, USDA needs to take a thoughtful and measured approach to development of a strategy that is practical, workable, and can be successful. The pork industry is willing to work with USDA.